You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We are so excited here during this holiday season because we are giving you a chance to win some terrific prizes, but also a chance to connect with a lot of great local businesses. And we're so happy. The response has been fantastic to have these businesses be able to share with some of their product and what they do with you here. We're getting an opportunity to talk to some of these great business owners. And very happy to welcome in this morning Kristen Zoll from the Chocolate Shop. And I was saying to you, did you have to get an Uber or get a taxi to come on over here? Because I joke because you're right across the, I mean, literally, we can just turn to the right here,
right,
or to your left and look out there and see your chocolate shop right across
exactly,
the way.
Exactly, exactly. So that's our chocolate cafe right across the street. And then we have our chocolate shop over on 3rd Avenue. So we've got two yummy locations for you
to visit. Fantastic. Really good to see you and and really thank you for being part of this terrific holiday giveaway that we're having with our listeners.
Thank you for having us be a part of it.
Absolutely. And real fast before we actually talk about your prize and also about your business.
Yeah.
When I said that you were coming in, Ian said, oh, I know Kristen. How do you know our Ian Welsh?
Well, Ian and I perform together in the Center Stage Group. Yes.
and I'm not just saying this. The first time I went to it was a couple of years ago because Ian, works with me and said, hey, come on down. And the first thing I thought of is, well, it's free, so we don't get anything.
Might as well.
But the thing about it is, it was fantastic. Not just the first year and the second year, just this recently, a few months ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing. And I just think that I just see all of you. You have that spirit of performing. I can just tell right away. You and the rest of the Center Stage Group is just fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations. Congratulations on all the great success.
We have a lot of fun doing
it. Right, Ian? Tell me something about Kristen that folks should know.
I think the first time I met Kristen was not through Center Stage. It was actually through Wausau Community Theater.
That's right.
I believe I met you in a Joseph, I believe.
Was that in Joseph, or was it before that? You were in a show with one of my daughters, too, I think.
That was Haley, right?
That was Haley, yeah. Were you in Hairspray?
Yes, I was.
Then we were all in Hairspray together.
A good memories.
Yeah.
Ian knows everybody, doggone it. Hey, let's talk about the Chocolate Shop.
Yeah.
When was this business started?
We used to have businesses in shopping malls. That was
the old days of the malls.
And then when COVID hit, we decided that people just weren't coming back to the malls fast enough. So we decided to switch it up, and we started the Chocolate Shop on 3rd Avenue about 4 years ago. 2021 in March. And we did that now for 4 years. We didn't know if it was going to be anything big, but we, opened up and it was a huge hit the first season. We sold out
fantastic
at Christmas. So we've been doing that. And then everyone kept asking us, when are you going to start doing like coffee and stuff? So that location was not conducive to doing coffee. It was too small and there wasn't enough, it's a 100-year-old building. So the plumbing wasn't right for that.
Geez.
So we ended up finding this location right across the street from you. And we decided to open up the Chocolate Cafe, which is modeled after a chocolate cafe that we had seen in Holland,
Netherlands,
which is where my husband is from.
Wow. So obviously then you have some real expertise here.
We kind of do. We've explored
that
a lot
so cool
of chocolate in Belgium and the Netherlands and France. And so,
well, let me ask you about that then.
Yeah.
What did you learn about that? How is chocolate over in Europe different? Or maybe what did you bring over here that perhaps the average chocolate shop here in the United States would not know have?
We do import probably 80% of our truffles, our chocolate truffles, our filled chocolates. In Europe, they call them bonbons. But, so we do import probably 80% of those, and about 90% of everything else in our shop is imported.
How difficult is that? I mean, that seems like that would be a lot of heavy lifting to make sure you get your product here. And
it was definitely a learning process, but we found a really nice shipping partner in the Netherlands, so we can order things from different companies. He puts everything together on pallets, gets them into a sea container, and we get it over here. And we have someone else that handles all of the customs documentation and all that stuff. So it was definitely a learning curve, but we figured it out, and now we import things, and we bring the best chocolate over. You know, to answer your question about what's the difference between American chocolate and European chocolate, I think it has to do with the ingredients and a process. So there's a lot more cocoa butter that goes into European chocolates. Basically, you'll see cocoa butter in the ingredients in American chocolate, but the amounts of everything is different. A little more cocoa mass in certain ones from Europe, which gives you the more rich, dark chocolate. And then there's a process called conching, where basically the chocolate is moved for a long period of time. The longer you do that, the creamier and smoother it gets. So I don't know, because I don't work for Hershey's, but I'm suspecting maybe they don't do that quite as long. Well, I don't know.
Let me ask you, the customers, when they come in, maybe the first time that they have your chocolate and the imported chocolate, do they notice right away the difference?
Most people do. In fact, if you've ever had one of our chocolate drizzled strawberries at the night market or at the farmer's market, or we have it for Chalk Fest, that kind of thing.
Right.
People come back and they say, I've been thinking about this for so long. I want to come back and get more. It's just the chocolate that we use is so creamy. It is Belgian chocolate.
I got popped into my mind. How did you meet your husband?
Oh, gosh. We were working together on a cruise ship in the Bahamas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in 91, 92, we met.
Oh, wow.
And I was performing on the ship, and he was working in the gift shop.
Wow. Again, this is interesting. And then you meet somebody that you obviously connect with, but you live different parts of the world. How did you make it work? How did you continue the courtship?
Yeah, well, so we worked together about 6 or 7 months on the ship, and then we both went our separate ways, but hoping to have some kind of a long-term something or other. And then I actually got offered through my production company a job singing and dancing in a park in Germany.
Wow.
So that whole summer, Paul would take the train over 2 hours to come visit me, and we just, you know, developed our relationship further, and then after that, I moved to Holland.
And we'll have more with Kristen coming up at 7:22, and again, later, your chance to win as we continue here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Again, we're talking to Kristen Zoll from The Chocolate Shop, one of our partners here for our WXCO holiday giveaway. We will be giving you a chance to win a wonderful prize from The Chocolate Shop, and we'll tell you about that here coming up in just a few moments. Something that we were talking beforehand, and you actually brought a new product.
I did.
It's wonderful, and I can't wait to dig in. How often do you change products? I mean, it sounds like, again, making a quick judgment, it sounds like you are very active in terms of trying to stay up to speed and give folks maybe
something new. Yeah, always. I think it's an ongoing process when you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You have to constantly be changing and evolving and realize, oh, this works, this doesn't work, and you pull things out that don't work. We are so excited about this new product. It's a Dutch stroop waffle that we make in-house. We ship over all of the equipment, the waffle iron, all of the mix, and the stroop, which is the caramely syrup that goes on the inside. And I'm actually making these in-house. We're going to have two different sizes. We'll have the regular size, and the one I gave you is the giant size.
Oh, it just looks, I mean, I feel like I've gained a couple of pounds just looking at it here. I'm going to have to do a few sit-ups as well. But it's, I mean, just even touching it, I can just feel the goodness in
so
it.
So good. And so if you've ever taken a flight on United, they serve these. It's called a Dutch stroop waffle. It's basically a caramely syrupy wafer waffle that a lot of times people will put on their coffee cup, and that kind of warms the caramel up on the inside. They're delicious. So we will have these for sale at our cafe starting today.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Also something you mentioned, that this time of year, this is a wonderful time of year because you have a lot that can fit into the holidays and parties and gifts and like that. Can you share a little bit of maybe some ideas for folks?
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of Christmas items at both our shop and our cafe display right now. We have cute little hollow figurines in the shape of reindeer and Santa and that kind of thing. We have all kinds of liqueur chocolates that are wonderful to give, especially for that person you don't know what to give them.
Right.
Our chocolate truffles are always a hit. We have gift boxes already made, so if you don't know what somebody wants, you can come in and pick one up and just take it, and then you're ready to go.
Fantastic.
We have our chocolate crunch cookies, which has been a staple of ours since we opened our shop on 3rd Ave.
Mm-hmm.
But we have them at the cafe as well, and those are little Dutch spiced cookies covered up in Belgian chocolate, different flavors in the chocolate, like sea salt caramel, rum, all kinds of different flavors.
Oh, man. So,
but we can put together gift baskets, too. That's a big one that we've been doing a lot of gift baskets for our corporate customers.
Right.
But also for individuals who, my sister, for example, she's like, can you put together a gift basket for me?
Oh, no.
For someone, she needs it for work.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I mean,
frankly, getting the right gift is hard.
It is.
Really is.
It
really is hard. I hate it. Because you want it to be right.
Right.
And exactly. I can't imagine that a gift basket full of wonderful chocolate goodies. I mean, that doesn't get much better than that.
Nobody is sad when they get
them. Any other plans for the future, either whether with products or whether with the business itself, because it sounds like things are going really well.
Things are going very well. Our cafe is doing extremely well. I think to just continue to expand and play on our drinks that we have over there. So our signature drink is our chocolate, Belgian drinking chocolate, and our cocoa latte, which is, we use Belgian chocolate. You can choose milk white or dark chocolate to make it. We mix it up with steamed milk. You can put a shot of espresso in it, or two if you want. And and then we call that our cocoa latte.
Bouncing off the walls.
Exactly. But no, we like to play on those. So, you know, we'll make one that's, I think we have one that's like a winter cocoa latte, and then we put like gingerbread flavor in it, you know, kind of thing. So we like to play on those. And I think just expanding some of our fresh teas. We do like a honey lemon ginger tea made with fresh ginger and lemon. And we've got a whole plan of new things to bring over that we actually saw in Holland last summer.
Man, that is very cool indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, a little bit later in our program today, we are going to focus on the chocolate shop, and today being special, we're going to give one of our listeners a chance to call in and win a prize courtesy.
Wonderful.
And I'm going to let you. What are the folks are going to be able to call in and win here today?
So we're going to give a very nice sized gift basket full of all of our European chocolates. So probably have some chocolate crunch cookies in there that I talked about. Possibly some stroopwafels. We haven't put it together yet,
right,
but we're looking at different options. Maybe some truffles. All kinds of yummy things that'll be in this gift basket.
Ian, you're not eligible to win. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Ian.
The stroopwafel was so delicious.
I'm glad you liked it.
Did you ever bring the cast members any of your special treats?
Did I ever bring chocolate to rehearsal?
She often brings the chocolates from the shop to center stage rehearsal, and we all enjoy them very much.
And then you get,
it's
and
so
then they
good.
Got the energy going then, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
That would give us the motivation to get through those dance rehearsals.
Yeah, sometimes we just need extra energy.
Kristen's all, again, let's get the information out there. Number one, the locations again for this.
Yes. So our chocolate shop is at 532 South 3rd Avenue, and that is over on 3rd Avenue heading towards Thomas Street. It's right over there, right off of Stewart Avenue. And then our chocolate cafe is at 300 North 3rd Street. So
right,
we always have to say that right
us.
Across the street from you, and we're right down on the corner, real close to where the entrance to the mall used to be.
Do you have any either website or social media presence?
We are. If you look up the Chocolate Shop Wausau or the Chocolate Cafe Wausau, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and we do have a website.
One thing we should underline, and I know that you want to make sure this is important, because, you know, you have folks that come in, and you're saying, meet friends. And hey, well, let's go down over to the chocolate cafe or the chocolate shop, especially the cafe, to have, you know, some great beverages.
Right.
Make sure that you go to the right place, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. So our chocolate cafe is the one that's downtown, and that's where we have all of our coffees and drinks and bakery, amazing croissants. Didn't even say that during the first part of our interview. But and that's where you can meet friends and sit at a table. Our shop is a retail shop. That's the one on 3rd Avenue. A lot of times people will come down there and say, hey, I'm here to meet my friend. I'm like, oh, darn, you have to go downtown.
Oh, fantastic. Good to know because, yep. Yeah, you, but it's worth even going, you're going to the wrong place, get in the right place.
Oh, whatever. It's all good. I mean.
Fantastic. So again, make sure you go to the right one between the chocolate shop and the chocolate cafe.
Perfect.
Thank you for the gift.
Yes,
I think
you're
that
welcome.
Number two, thank you for the gift for our listeners. Yeah. And number three, just thank you for being part of this holiday giveaway. And it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Thank you for having
you
us.
You bet. Kristen Zoll again from the Chocolate Shop. And stick around a little bit later. You're going to get a chance to call in and win. And just, man, you're going to have so much fun eating all that chocolate. But we'll have that coming up in just a little bit. We have to take a time out. We'll be back with more here on 98.9 WXCO. Morning. It is Tuesday, December the 23rd of 2025. 2 days away from Christmas. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Currently, not a bad start here in north central Wisconsin. 27 degrees is the temperature. And actually, some blue skies. Have not seen a lot of sunshine recently, but it should be a sunny day here in north central Wisconsin as folks do their final Christmas shopping as we get closer and closer. Tomorrow, of course, is Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day coming up on Thursday.
That's right.
Ian Welsh, how are you?
Doing pretty good. It's almost, it's only 2 days until Christmas. My sister, I came up from Madison yesterday. As we almost have the whole family in the house, and my brother Travis is coming up today. So we should have the whole family together for a couple of days. Unfortunately, my sister has to go back to work on a Christmas as a part of her job. But, well, it's all part of her new, most recent job. But it's good hours, and it does keep her busy. So,
very good.
Can't complain in there. But it's nice to have the family together for the holidays.
Nope, exactly right. And we heard earlier this morning, we talked to Kristen Zoll of the Chocolate Shop. Mm-hmm. And good stuff here in downtown Wausau. And we are down to our last couple of days here for the WXCO holiday giveaway. And in fact, let's do it right now. Let's do it. Give us a little time so it doesn't interfere with your number for the day in the final segment. And we heard in our discussion a nice big gift basket full of all sorts of wonderful chocolates is our gift from the chocolate shop today. So let's open up the phone lines and 715-814-9330. That's 715-814-9330 for a big gift basket of just various chocolates and an opportunity for folks to win. Ian, what number should we take this time?
Let's see. I think maybe we should go with caller number four. Let's do caller number four today.
All right. Caller number four for the Chocolate Shop gift here as part of our WXCO holiday giveaway. You have to pick up the basket at the Chocolate Shop. And of course, they have those two locations, one here in downtown Wausau and the other one just across the way here in Wausau, too.
That's right.
So let's make sure you're able to come by there, and they will have it ready for you. But the Chocolate Shop, located at 532 South 3rd Avenue, and a chance to win. So again, 715-814-9330. 715-814-9330. And your chance to win from the Chocolate Shop. And make sure you call in. What was it? Caller number four, you said?
Yep, caller number four. We just got our first one.
All right. Well, people, call in right now and for your chance to win. Hey, a quick note that coming up tonight, we have high school hockey, big one in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, as the Wausau West Warriors will take on the Stevens Point Panthers. Both teams are undefeated. And Stevens Point ranked number one in the state. Wausau West is ranked number three. So it should be a great one at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. We will have live coverage beginning with the pregame show at 5:35. Again, note the early start time, 5:35 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the opening faceoff. Warrior Hockey against Stevens Point right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. So that is our final hockey or high school sports broadcast before the Christmas holiday. Then we'll be back starting next Monday with games on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with the Wausau West hockey team at the Notre Dame Academy Showcase over at Cornerstone in Ashwaubenon. But Warriors hoping to go into that event with an undefeated record and hoping to hand Stevens Point their first loss in regular season play in a couple of years. They went 24-0 in regular season play last year before losing in the playoffs in a big upset to Chippewa Falls. So again, hopefully you can join us tonight. If you're not heading to KB Willett, join us at 5:35 for the pregame and 6 o'clock for the opening faceoff. Warrior Hockey at Stevens Point right here on Wausau's only radio home for high school play-by-play, 98.9 WXCO. Coming up in our final segment, we will have our number for the day quiz. Well, I'm not sure what it's going to be today, so I'm going to have to dig that out. But coming up next, it will be an information update to get the latest news, weather, and sports as we get ready for Christmas. Yep, it is the 23rd already. We're just over a week away from 2026. Can you believe that? Unbelievable. But glad you could be with us. We'll let you know who our winner is in our WXCO holiday giveaway as well when we come back at 8:22. Before then, more of the best of Pat Kreitlow at 8:06 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO Morning Report, or the Morning to Pat Kreitlow, at least for a little while, here on 98.9 WXCO. Congratulations to Julie Zastro of Wausau. She was the winner of our WXCO Holiday Giveaway Prize, a gift basket, a chocolate gift basket from the Chocolate Shop here in Wausau.
Congratulations, Julie.
Tomorrow we will have Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau. We're going to have a chance to talk to Shane Sari about the growth of Four Seasons Golf, and then you'll have a chance to win a gift card from them as well. So
very nice.
Christmas Eve, you can have a chance to win on Christmas Eve tomorrow. So make sure you tune in. Again, we'll talk to Shane Sari starting at 6:52. And then later in that program, you'll have that opportunity to call in and win with the WXCO Holiday Giveaway.
That's right.
Weather-wise, again, a very pleasant start. We're seeing the sun rise. In fact, starting now, the days will start getting longer because we are now officially into the season of winter.
That's right.
And that means the shortest day of the year was, I think, yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
And it was a Sunday, actually. The 21st was the first day of winter.
Ah.
So that was a Sunday.
Very good.
Unfortunately, that was the same day as the Packer game, but...
But it was it was not the same day as the Packer game because the Packers played Saturday.
Oh, that, yeah.
So the days are getting longer. So that will occur for every day until June the 21st, and then days will start getting shorter again. So weather-wise, though, today looks like we'll have some sunshine out there. Mostly sunny and a high of 35. Boy, that's going to feel nice out there. So get out there. If you're going to be walking around, going from store to store with your Christmas shopping, should be a pretty nice day. For tonight, some increasing clouds, a low of 17 degrees. Then tomorrow, Christmas Eve, mostly cloudy and a high near 33. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low of 22. Christmas Day itself, mostly cloudy, high near 31 degrees. And then our next chance of precipitation is Thursday night. Cloudy skies Thursday night. A chance of freezing rain after midnight and a low of 25. And then Friday, cloudy with a chance of rain or freezing rain before noon and a high near 36. So basically, if you're going to be traveling around, the best time is any time before midnight on Thursday night, and maybe not traveling early on Christmas Day because there's that potential of some freezing rain.
Yep.
And that is never fun to deal with. So for the most part, the travel conditions don't look like they will be too bad at all.
That's good.
Again, tonight we have high school hockey, the Wausau West hockey team, number 3 ranked in the state, 9-0 on the season, take on number 1 ranked and 7-0 Stevens Point. Should be a terrific matchup at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. I'll be on the air with the pregame show at 5:35 and the opening faceoff coming up at 6 right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Last night had a long trek, had about a two-hour drive to Black River Falls as the Central Wisconsin Storm lost to Black River Falls by a score of 2-0. So the Storm now 4-2-1 on the season. But that's a long trek on a Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
But at least the weather was good. I didn't have to deal with any
slick road.
It was not too bad at all. But going to that part of the state, southwest Wisconsin, it's not a straight shot on interstates. So there's like a lot of woods. There's always worry about deer. And actually, I saw a couple of deer pretty close to Black River Falls. And then after that, it's like, I got to keep my eyes on it. And I did not see any other deer after that. But if you are traveling, especially on two road highways with woods on each side, be aware the deer are out there.
That's right.
All right, let's wrap it up with our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Did you get it right yesterday? You did get it right yesterday, didn't you?
Yep, it was a question about pizza.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So,
family and I were having a good conversation about that last night. I was trying to do math in my head, and my dad was calling me out for not having the right math. But I got it right, though. That's amazing.
Well, this week there's only 3 chances, so you've already clinched a passing grade. Because 1 out of 3 will be 33%, and that's exactly what you would need. Now you'll go for a winning week. If you get one more right, to get a winning week.
Awesome.
All right. The iconic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I think a lot of folks, their holiday tradition involves watching the Rudolph TV special. The number for the day is, what year did the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer stop-motion TV special first air?
Ooh.
Yeah, so this is your choice.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Was the first year 1959, 1964, or 1969?
Okay. Well, we're just What were the choices one more time?
1959, 1964, or 1969. The first time that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer aired on TV.
Okay. I'm going to say, final answer, 1959. A final answer, I'm going to say 1959.
The iconic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer stop-motion TV special first aired on the NBC television network in 1964.
Ooh, the middle number.
So 64, so you're one for two. So we'll have
a good place.
We'll have a Christmas Eve edition coming up tomorrow.
Awesome. Can't wait for that.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And join us tomorrow. Start your Christmas Eve with us.
Yeah.
And we'll have a chance to win one more time in our WXEO holiday giveaway. Coming up, an information update, and then more of the best of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up here on 98.9 WXEO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.